head coach, joining us here on the program. What's happening today, Curtis?
Oh, I'm doing well, hanging in there.
Yeah, well, hanging in there with low battery life on your phone. I mean, we can't BS or screw around to begin the interview.
Exactly. The baby of life, man. It gets busy.
you guys sitting there, one loss, what, 8 or 9-1, I believe, is your record heading into this game with the Lady Thunderbirds. You know, are you surprised by the start you've had heading into conference play, or is this kind of what you thought this team had the capability of doing this season?
You know, when I was met with the parents earlier in this winter, you know, I thought this team had a lot of potential. We've gotten the job done most weeks. I'd love to be able to play Pooter again, just not quite after the first weekend. But, you know, they've come in and they've gotten the job done. So, you know, I'm proud of where they're at, and this is, you know, it's kind of what I expected. I hope we'd be had a pretty good non-conference season so far.
You guys were kind of in the same situation as the East girls heading over to the Flaming Gorge and not able to get any games going. To play just three games prior to Christmas break, and then to have all these games that have come since then. Was there any fatigue going through all that, or did these girls just really want to get out and play some games?
You know, they handled it really well. They were tough. They did a good job. It wasn't obviously a great situation, but they came back after that McDonald's. You know, it's nice to have that Thompson Valley game kind of over the break. We played that the second. So we didn't have a huge lapse, not as long as the East girls had in between our games. So that was a nice game to get going. And the McDonald's is just a lot of basketball. So, you know, they performed well. And, you know, every time we're just knowing our non-conference is not quite, our conference is just a really tough conference. So we know we had to play basketball play better games every single day. So that was our goal. And, you know, now it's just time to see where we're at. So we're excited.
You guys come in as the top-rated defense in 4A. Has that been a primary focus this year with you guys, or is that something that you just kind of learned about this team as it went on?
You know, we always got to focus on defense and just playing solid defense, getting hand up on shots, and just making other teams make tough shots. So, you know, that's what we always focus on every year. So, you know, I didn't really even know we were the top-rated defense. So I know we got our hands full this weekend. I can tell you that much. So, you know, it's just something that we emphasize as a program-wide is that we just got to play solid defense. And, you know, we want to be able to win games whether we're shooting well or poorly. So that's really just a focus of our whole program.
You know, you mentioned you got your hands full. The Stellern twins provide so many mismatches for every team, but for East, they've got size everywhere. You know, even on the guard line where everybody's like 5'11". It's just a tough matchup for a lot of teams, isn't it?
Oh, they're big, athletic. You know, this is the third year I've coached against the Stellerns, and they're tough. They're just great competitors. You know, that's what I'd say about all those youth kids. They're just really good competitors. They fight. And then, obviously, their size is a problem. So, you know, they're big across the board. Their guards, Loken, Erickson, they're all big 5'10", 5'11", strong, athletic kids. So we got our hands full, that's for sure.
And you got one more year, too.
I know.
So, you know, you've got maybe 3-4 matchups this year possibly, and then, you know, looking forward to it again next year.
I know. They're only juniors, aren't they? Oh, goodness.
Central girls coach Curtis Martindale joining us here in the program. So when you have that kind of size to go up against, at least with the past teams that you've had, What's the biggest key to try and neutralize that? How do you best go about trying to do something like that and limit the production that they do get?
Well, you know, rebounding's been a goal for us all year, and we've improved drastically in that area. So if you give any good basketball team more than one shot, they're going to beat you. So that's really been a huge focus is everybody getting to the glass. We've got to secure the rebounds. And then we had to get more cheap opportunities on the offensive end. So that's really been a focus this year more than maybe last year. So if we can do that, we'll stand a chance. And the other thing, you got to find a way to get to the free throw line. When you're playing a big team, you're naturally going to try to fade away on everything, not go into them. You know, so we're going to try to be aggressive and see what we can do there.
Very good. Curtis, we appreciate the time. We will see you tomorrow. Tip-off is set for 5:30 over at Story Gym. Thanks a bunch. We appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Take